they have big wing looking things on them that have points on them.
Oh, yeah.
The dirt, you know, that turns the land, you know. One, if you go one way and it turns it one way, turn, come right back, turns over, turn back it too.
Mm-hmm.
It turns different ways, you know. And whenever they get ready to get the land fixed like that for cultivation, why then they got planters that goes on cultivators, you know. They got distributors that goes on that and puts out fertilizer. And then they got planters that comes. It's all made and attached together, fastened it all every bit together and goes, carries 2, 4, 6 rows at a time.
Oh my gosh.
It's really fascinating what used to be, you know.
Well, now what, how did people used to do these things before they had all these machines and stuff?
Well, they did have a mule, maybe a little, one man have one little mule or two little mules, whatever he had. And he'd get out there and he'd, with little hairs or something, he'd cut his stalks, had he'd roll his stalks, cut over, stalks, mash them down, cut them in two. And then he'd come back behind with his mules and he'd cut through that with a set of hairs behind, pull behind mules, you know. Then he'd have a, what they call a breaking plow. You get them that would turn both ways, or either turn one way, break your land up, and then you'd turn around and plant your land, but you'd plant your seed by hand, you know, and then come behind and cut.
Well, now, when you dig these, did you dig sort of trenches to put them?
Yes, ma'am. They had plows that would plow out trenches to drop your seed in.
Uh-huh.
You drop them, and that is years ago now. All of, like I say, all that's different now than what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You can, all that's made in together, and all you got to do is just put your seed and stuff in it. And, in fact, you don't even have to fertilize your crop. They got these big old tanks and things. The Care Street brought us this room. Just go through your field, just fertilize your land, you know.
My God.
Sprays it on it, you know, on your land. And then they come there and they'll take these big tractors and they'll streak the land and they'll plant it. It comes up and then they'll plow it a time or two and it's ready. Done made, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's so much, saves so much labor now than what it used to be, you know. Used to making cotton and stuff like that. You'd have just work all the time, every day, you know. But now they got what they spray the land for, with all kind of DDT and all that kind of stuff, and it just kills the weeds. Land stays clean, you know. They plow it.
Well, what do you call the little hills that you make with a plow?
Rows.
And what about in between the hills? What do you call those?
Furrows. Call those the furrows.
Furrows?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Furrows. Yes. But like I said, I told my wife in the morning, I was talking with Louis Mercer up here at Runners, well, he runs hardware store down in Albert. Oh, he's a big farmer. I don't know how many. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of acres and tens. But anyway, he got these big tractors that carries 4, 6, and 8 rows at a time.
My gosh.
And just covers the whole place. I mean, a few rows and it's done going across the big plantation.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling a strange boy there how to fix up his sprayers and so forth and so on, how to fix them up to spray his tobacco with. It would carry 6 rows at a time.
That's really amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's fascinating too. I mean, if you equip, of course, he goes at it in a big way, you know, to make money out of it. Those little people like we are that don't even farm. I mean, my wife and me don't. But
it's awful interesting to see what's going on.
Yeah, so much different than what it was whenever I was a kid, you know, growing up.
Uh-huh.
That's one thing that's made the people leave the rural areas and go to cities, you know. No work for them, I mean.
Yeah, I guess so. This really does take a lot of labor out of
it. It does. Take this one man I was speaking about. He can take half a dozen men and make